nation as a result of the Vietnam conflict. You have been listening to This Month in History, a monthly broadcast of historic events on WGXC 90.7 FM.
This is Liliana.
I'm Danaya.
And I'm Badila.
And we're from Perfect 10 After School,
a wonderful club for girls in Hudson, New York.
And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Community radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Perfect 10 girls got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXE and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXE. 518-291-9492.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with music from The Cure, 10,000 Maniacs, Sesame Street, Faster Pussycat, and John Cena, along with Geek Speak. I'm also here for the WGXC Winter 2022 Pledge Drive as we continue pushing towards our March 18th goal of gaining enough sustained supporters to maintain the essential service of community radio for this area. $20 a month, 70 cents a day, will allow you to help sustain creative radio, providing a safety net for us to concentrate on delivering more of that. Call 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate. You can use credit card or PayPal to take part in ensuring the continuation of hands-on creative radio. That's 518-697-7400. Or wgxc.org/donate. GeekSpeak starts with an update on a different kind of community engagement that might not blow up in the face as much as was expected or hoped. The Oscars hashtag fan favorite Twitter polling closed last Thursday with the 10 finalists locked down. Spider-Man No Way Home placed as expected, with the Snyder Bros throwing their weight behind Army of the Dead thanks to Justice League being ineligible. Speaking of the DCEU, James Gunn, the Suicide Squad placed, perhaps off the strength of acclaimed HBO Max spinoff Peacemaker. Official Best Picture nominees Dune and The Power of the Dog made it in, the latter I believe from a combination of wanting to ensure Jane Campion is rightly rewarded in some way and the anti-superhero vote. Also earning spots were Lin-Manuel Miranda's feature debut Tick, Tick, Boom, which netted Oscar noms for Andrew Garfield as Best Lead Actor, and Exile from the Broadcast Best Editing. Scene 2, James Wan's first Savage, then celebrated Malignant. The grassroots supported Johnny Depp starrer Minamata. And troll vote favorite Amazon Prime's Cinderella. The winner will be announced during the March 27th ceremony. As was expected for a long time, Disney announced later this year we'll see the launch of an ad-supported tier for Disney+. Expected to push the service to its 2024 subscriber target of 230 to 260 million subscribers. No pricing has been announced, but is expected to rate lower than the current ad-free version, which I'm certain will probably go up a few bucks as a part of this. This leaves original streaming titans, Netflix, and Amazon as the only platforms with no ad-based option. He's back, baby. Variety broke that John DiMaggio has settled his pay dispute to return for Hulu's revival of Futurama. They're back, too, as Disney Plus officially confirmed rumors that the Netflix Marvel series Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, The Punisher, and The Defenders, along with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., will be added to the service starting March 16th. With confirmation that no content edits will be made to the TVMA former Netflix shows, this also means the platform's ratings cap of TV-14 is a thing of the past. The Mouse saying they'll update U.S. parental controls to the same system international service within a service Star uses. And this further speculation that the upcoming Moon Knight may be the first MCU series to get a TVMA rating. The last best hope for peace might take a little longer to relaunch. TV Line reports J. Michael Straczynski posted on his Patreon that the Babylon 5 reboot has not been picked up for CW's current development season. However, CEO Mark Pedowitz has shown support by rolling it into next year's development cycle to keep it in active development. It should also be noted that the CW is believed to be up for sale soon. WGN/News Nation owner Nexstar speculated as a top bidder, so that's possibly a factor as IP owner Warner's might want to keep it in-house. The continued cinematic exploration of the Final Frontier might also face a potential hiccup, or rather another one, as The Hollywood Reporter passed on that Paramount's announcement of a fourth entry in the J.J. Abrams wing of Star Trek, particularly that discussions were underway with the cast, came as a surprise to said cast and their representatives. Their sources say that there was no awareness of the announcement, let alone their touted return. Chris Pine's reportedly begun talks, but the script is still being written. There's no budget or green light in place, and it's speculated this might have cost the studio some negotiating leverage in their rush to court investors. Meanwhile, the Xenos continue swarming onto the small screen, as joining the Noah Hawley TV series inspired by Alien will be a standalone Hulu film written and directed by Don't Breathe auteur Fede Alvarez. THR reports the Evil Dead remake director had made a pitch several years ago to Ridley Scott, who called him up last year to make it a reality. Nearly 100 years after Fritz Lang first gave audiences a glimpse into the city of the future, Apple TV Plus is bringing Metropolis to streaming, handing out a series order for Mr. Robot creator Sam Esmail's remake/readaptation of the groundbreaking dystopian classic. It'll likely incorporate more of Thea von Harbo's original 1925 novel to flesh out the story. I Am Still Legend. Deadline reports the long-proposed follow-up to the Will Smith version of Richard Matheson's classic is finally a go, with Michael B. Jordan also joining. Today's first set begins with Cookie Monster despairing, "Me Lost Me Cookie at the Disco."
Disco. Me lost me cookie in the boogie music. Me lost me cookie at the disco. Me want it back. Cookie, cookie. Oh, excuse me, you sing cookie. Sorry. Excuse me, you sing cookie. Keep dancing. Oh, and he was so happy. He feels so grand. How this thing happened, me no understand. Me yug it, dug it back. So how me know? Me maybe never find out where me cookie go. At the disco, me lost me cookie in the boogie music. Me lost me cookie at the disco. Me want it back. Me want it back again. Cookie, oh cookie, oh please cookie, cookie, cookie. Me want it back. Me want it back again. Stop music, please help me find cookie. Please stop music. Turn on lights, please. Too dark to find cookie. Please stop dancing. Turn lights on. Please help me find cookie. We want it back. We want it back again. Oh, please stop. Please stop dancing. Please, please, please. Miss Peggy, please. Lights on, please. Excuse me, but please.
Change with the time.
From the Sesame Disco album, we heard Me Lost Me Cookie at the Disco, followed by Van the Hustle McCoy's follow-up Change with the Times, and concluded our first set with I Feel Funky by Matata. 518-697-7400 and WGXE.org/donate are suggested destinations to join the ranks of WC. 518-697-7400 or WGXC.org/donate are suggested destinations to join the ranks of WGXC sustaining donors, while our next set delves into the music of James Gunn's acclaimed Smash Suicide Squad spinoff Peacemaker, kicking off with Pretty Boy Floyd promising rock and roll is going to set the night on fire.
You say you won't set the night on fire. But there's just one thing that you need to take you higher. One, two, three, let's go!
Yeah.
Forgotten Geek continues on as we finish our Peacemaker set, which began with Rock and Roll Is Gonna Set the Night on Fire by Pretty Boy Floyd, followed by a childhood favorite of mine, Faster Pussycat's House of Pain, and ended with the most devastating scene of the first season's musical accompaniment, John Cena's piano rendition of Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home. Your Home for Community Radio also continues seeking sustaining donors to reinforce our foundation. To keep hearing my ham-fisted transitions, go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Credit card and PayPal among our payment options, and engage in keeping freeform radio on the air into the future. 518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate. As a reminder, as we go into our penultimate set, kicking off with the UK 12-inch version of 10,000 Maniacs, My Mother the War.
Must trench me, stand by the line, let's love. to be the big one. World War. No one would believe me. No one's a winner. No one's a loser. Just a dead friend. Just a dead friend.
Oh!
That was Tones on Tales War, preceded by World War by The Cure. And the set began with 10,000 Maniacs, My Mother the War, UK 12-inch mix. Capping off this 2022 Pledge Drive edition of Forgotten Geek, with thanks to all our listeners and sustaining donors, and the hopes, the last continue to grow by going to wgxc.org/donate or calling 518-697-7400. A monthly donation of $20 further secures WGXC's ability to keep bringing creative community radio to the masses. 518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate to Ingrained by Repetition. Stay safe as we head out with Mystic Zeolite's cover of the Pink Floyd's High Hopes, followed by Yaysayer's version of Seal's Crazy, and sign off with the Clockwork Doll's reinterpretation of VNV Nation's Sentinel.
Desire and ambition, there's a hunger still unsatisfied. Our weary eyes still stray to the horizon, the down this road we've
sweeter. The nights of wonder with friends surrounded. The dawn was glowing. The water.
won't know.